Welcome to How Fitting, the podcast for slow fashion designers and entrepreneurs about creating clothing and growing a business that fits your customer lifestyle and values. I'm your host, Allison Haynes. Do you want to get your designs to production without compromising your brand's fit, vision, or values? My pattern making services are tailored to help womenswear slow fashion brands do just that. You can learn more and book a free introduction call at howfittingpatterns.com to see if we'd be a good fit to work together. Now, on to the episode. Today, I'm joined by Car Textiles sales manager, Thomas Oviedo. So welcome to How Fitting, Thomas.
Hey, Allison. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear more about what Car does and talk about fabrics today. So to start off, I know you travel to a lot of different trade shows and get to see and share the cutting edge textile technologies that are coming out and happening. So I want to know, what are some either new fabrications or new print techniques that you are most excited about right now that you think designers should keep an eye out for?
Yeah, no, well, definitely. That's a very good question, Allison. Car Textiles overall, we are what I like to describe as a brand of a family brand of companies and or products under one umbrella. I would like to say that Car Textile has many different brands, whether it is a printing, whether it is products for headwear, whether it is, you know, industrial fabrics and so on. But one that I'm particularly excited about is our printing division, which is called Textera Printworks. Textera overall is a digital printing division, a facility within our warehouse for which we sublimate on polyester, but we also do pigment printing on pretty much any fiber. So we're talking about, you know, cottons, bamboo, tencel, linen, you name it, we'll be able to digitally print on. And the best part about it is there are no minimum order quantities when it comes to our printing. So that's, you know, one of the technologies that we're able to offer to, you know, designers, startups, smaller to mid-sized companies right here in the U.S. With quick turnarounds as well, anywhere between, you know, 5 to 10 days.
Yeah, that's amazing. And like a huge advantage for designers who maybe just need sample yardage at first, or, you know, are starting small with a first production run. You mentioned printing. But I know you offer like different dyeing and finishing services as well. So what is kind of the range of those different offerings that you have to, you know, add more color and print to the fabrics? You know, when might a designer choose one of those methods over another?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that it's separates us from any other, I would say, printer here in the USA, and I could happily say that we are the only printer in North America that could digitally pigment print on already dyed color fabric, right? So for the most part, historically, if you wanted to print the color white onto a, let's say, navy color dyed fabric or a black dyed fabric, you would have to start with the white base and print the black and just leave the white as a negative to show through the fabric, right? Or the design to show through. The backside of the fabric would stay white, right? Which to me would normally look like unfinished. So at Car Textiles, we are the only printer in North America that could actually print onto a dyed colored fabric. So you could take the color black and print yellow on top of it. You could print white on top of it. You could print any color of your choosing, even neon colors as well. Which again, we are the only printer in North America that can do that as well. There are no limits to choosing the colors that you would want onto a fabric. And another thing that will separate us as well from other printers is the fact that, you know, historically, when you're dealing with natural fibers, you need to pre-treat the fabric. So a lot of brands would take, let's say, a chino twill 100% cotton twill, and they will take that fabric and they will send it off to, a company to pre-treat the fabric before it could be printed, because otherwise the cotton will just absorb the ink and it'd just bleed right through. There wouldn't be any fixation to it. So our printing method and our division here at Car Textiles, we're able to pre-treat the fabric at the same time that we are actually printing on top of it. So that would save, the customer at the end of the day time, because they don't have to ship it to a facility to get pre-treated. Two, they'll save on freight, not having to ship it to those facilities. So you have freight, you have time, and quality overall, because we would control it all in-house.
Yeah, that's a great point. And because there's often like the prepared for print or prepared for dyed fabrics, and I'm guessing those are the ones that have that treatment already on them, but they are, like you said, that white base, or the
Correct.
kind of grayish base where then yeah, it always kind of bothers me, and I feel like looks a little cheaper when you have like a black, where the outside looks like it's a black background, but the inside is still the white fabric. And then you're like, well, what thread color do I use? Then you end up using like white thread on the internal seams and then like black top stitching. And it's just kind of weird. But yeah, like that's really cool that that is available to be able to print the lighter colors on a darker fabric.
Definitely. And that's exactly how I feel. I think that anybody that's looking for quality, that is looking at, the white inside looking, as you mentioned, somewhat cheap, right? If you're a high-end company or just looking for a good quality product, you would rather print on a dyed-based. We have a lot of customers right now that love camouflage, and they're doing all these different camouflage patterns, and they would say, we would like to print on a khaki based. And then that way they will dye the other colors around the khaki. So they'll add the green and the brown and the black on top of the tan. And of course, one of the colors included would be the tan, but the inside of the pants now would be that dyed tan colored fabric. So therefore, you have a more completed product. So yeah, that is one of the things that separates us from printers here in the US. And of course, when it comes to digital printing, as you know, there are no setup fees. So we're not charging you per color. So if you wanted to print, 50 colors on that yard, you could print 50 colors. Only screen or roller printing, where you've got to pay for each color, is a different screen. That's not something with digital printing. So your cost to get started is much cheaper, for the simple fact that you don't have to, invest in all those different screens just to get your initial samples or yardage produced.
So are there any downsides then to like this digital printing? Like all of these are like the pluses to it. Are there any downsides?
I would probably say the only downside to it would be pricing. But again, it's all relative, right? You can do a screen printing, which could be a cheaper alternative, but you will not get the same type of quality, right? So I would love to use the phrase that, sometimes, Louis Vuitton is not worried about what H&M is doing. Right, they could have a handbag for 5 grand, and H&M could have something similar for $75. But it's just the end user and the customer, what are they looking for, right? You could buy much cheaper per yard on a screen printing, but you would have to do a larger volume. So if you are a higher volume type of person and you're only doing two or three, four colors, then maybe that would be the route that you would go to, right? But if you're trying to do something with about, realistic printing that may look like an actual person, or you could print out, just the facial features of an actual individual, or a background scenic looking photo, right? Realistic type of printing, then you could only get that with digital. Because there's a pull. The only I would say downsides to it would be if you're doing large volume runs, 5, 10,000 yards. And then, you're looking to be more cost effective. Screen printing, or maybe another method, would work. But as far as the quality is concerned, as far as the flexibility, as far as the lead time turning around, the production, it's all digital printing would be the way to go. And that is pretty much the future of printing, as far as I'm concerned. So many customers would hate to print, 3,000 yards of something, hope that it would sell. And then if it doesn't sell, you're stuck with that, last year's pattern.
Yeah, and that's even more of a issue I feel like with prints than with solid colors, because the prints look, I feel like, look more out of date quicker than the
100%.
solids do. So yeah, there's always that risk.
Yeah, so even that higher price point at the beginning, even if you're doing 100, 200 yards, would be worth it because you don't have to, number one, spend that capital to do all the thousands of yards with screen printing, and just kind of like do it as you need. If you need to do 100 yards, just do 100 yards. Come back if that item sells, come back and do another 100, 200 yards. So the flexibility for it in itself is worth the slight increase in price for digital.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. And that it's similar with garment production too, as I'm sure you know, where it's like the fewer you make, the higher price per unit, and then the more you make, you can get a, better unit price maybe, but you're paying more overall and then having that inventory risk too. So
Exactly. It's exactly the same exact story there. Yep.
So with this digital printing is I like one thing that I feel like it's a downside to like screen printing is that the ink kind of sits on the surface of the fabric, and then over time, like if, think of like a t-shirt that's screen printed. You wash it, multiple times, it starts to crack or maybe fade. Is that a concern with the digital printing, or is that really like fixed into the fabric, like say a sublimation would be, where it's not really going to fade or, flake over time?
I'm glad you brought that up. So our digital printing process, it's somewhat similar to what you just described. If you think about sublimation to polyester, where you really don't feel the ink, right? And it's kind of like embedded into the actual fabric. The same way would be with the digital pigment printing onto the fabric. So the color fastness is superb. It's amazing. You do not feel the ink, right, onto the actual fabric as well. So you are gonna get it's usually how I like to describe it. Sublimation to polyester is the same way our digital pigment printing is with every other fiber on our end. The only time you will feel, the ink sitting on top, or it would feel maybe a little bit plasticky as you're describing, would be if you're adding, multiple layered colors onto the fabric. So if you're adding, let's say a white, and then on top of the white you're printing a brown or another color. Now you're adding different layers, so you start to feel that. But if you're just printing, one color on top of the fabric, you should be fine.
Good to know. Yeah, these are all like design considerations where, it's like when you're weighing, okay, which method would be better cost-wise, quality-wise, the look that designers are going for. So yeah, it's all really helpful.
Oh, definitely. One thing that we pride ourselves in here as well, just besides, of course, being having a printing division, is that we have a graphic design team in-house. So our graphic design team will help the brands and the designer with if they send in the graphics, if the graphic is not, optimized to print the best, we will have them. We'll tell them we need a 300 DPI, or we'll need it in a vector file in a PDF form. If they need to resize the actual artwork, if they need to put it on repeat and things like that, we will be able to assist them with all of that kind of stuff. And that's kind of like the easier side. If they need to, recolor things or need to create a whole artwork, my team would be able to do that. Now, of course, if it's something simple like resizing or putting something on repeat, we might just do it, right? Where at no charge, but if we're having to redo the whole artwork and change colors and do a lot of time consuming kind of work, then yeah, then we charge a graphic design fee. But we are, all equipped here to handle all kind of concerns, requests, and assist with what fabric works best with what. And yeah, I think, more than like other companies really they don't cater to that kind of stuff. They just take in your artwork and they print it, and it is what it is. It was on you to check if it was the right size. It was on you to check if the repeat was right. It was on you to, and then they print the yardage and they go, "Man, it wasn't what I wanted." We want
But
everybody
the
to be
color
happy.
isn't right.
The colors are right. So there's so many different things. And we always like to let the customer know, hey, we could print a what we call a strike off, which is just a 1 yard sample. And in that 1 yard sample for $50, of course, you choose your fabric, you send in your artwork, we print it. That way you're able to see how that color actually looks on the fabric that you picked, and if the design as well and everything else. So for $50, you could save yourself a lot of headaches, and really see exactly what you're going to get before we run, the 50 or the 100 yards,
Yeah,
for you.
absolutely. It's 100% worth it to make
Yeah.
sure you know exactly what you're going to get for production.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, so are there any like color standards? Like, do you use Pantone reference, or like, if a designer is like setting up a print file like this, what is the best kind of way to set up those colors?
Yeah. So for the most part, you have the designers will send in their graphics, and in their graphics, whether it's under their AI profile that they are putting together, they will designate, the colors that they're using. At the same time, they could go ahead and put in their own Pantone colors, and which we would reference on our end and would be able to print. And then a lot of times, customers, would request what we like to call a color palette. So, we have, I want to say it's over 3,000 color chips that we could print on their actual fabric that they would want to print on. Because, if you want to print on a tan based fabric or a PFD or a brighter white, or it could be the difference between a cotton and a linen fabric or a polyester and cotton blend. So your color that you choose would look different in all those types of fibers. Right. And it will look different whether I'm printing it on a PFD or a natural color, just because it's going to take that undertone of the base fabric. So we like to run those, the strike off on those different, on the item that they actually want, so they can see how it's going to look. Yeah. So we go through all of that with them just to make sure that they're happy with what they're getting. And if we need to change things, I don't know how many printers are doing what we do here, but we actually color read. Let's say you want to print an artwork, you can send me an actual physical sample of what you want me to print, and I would color read, the blue on that artwork, the red on that artwork, and we will go ahead and then, get the data of the color, the points, and print it onto the fabric that you want. So we go into that to that extent and that extra step to provide those services to our clients to get it as close to what they want and what they need at the end of the
Yeah, that's so cool, the amount of detail that goes into this, but it shows in the end product.
definitely. And that's where the quality and the cost and everything else is all built around making sure that everyone is happy and that they're getting a quality product that they're going to be happy with. And at the end of the day, their customers are going to expect, right? Because when you're building a brand, you want to be reliable and you want to be seen as someone that is producing a quality garment. And it all starts with, the fabric and the inks and everything that makes that product.
Yeah. So on the fabric side of things, like you have this whole printing division, but then you obviously have all the fabrics as well. What is kind of like the range of fabrics that you offer, and would you say that Carr has a specialty on like the material side?
Yeah, so man, Carr Textiles, we're like a one-stop shop on our end. We have built over the years. So Carr Textiles was started in 1973 by Don and Ruth Carr. So that's 51 years ago. And since then, their sons, Mike Carr and Steve Carr, run the company. And they have done an amazing job at over the years, scaling and growing the products that we offer to our clients. So we have such a great base of, poplins or weaves, I should say, of, poplins and twills and canvases and taffetas and so many different blends, whether they're 100% cotton, whether they're a polycotton blend, whether they are polyesters, whether they're nylons, and again, ripstops on the weaves or corduroys or denim or, so many different nylons for lightweight jackets, or, I mean, you can name it. It's almost on the like one roof. Right. So we love to give our customers a great range. We have over 150 different fabrics in stock. And each fabric would have their own set of colors. So some fabric, like my polycotton twill, would have 50 colors, right? While my organic duck might have 25 colors. But overall, we would have just about over 3,000 SKUs in combinations between product or fabric and their color options in stock. And every single one of these items have no minimum. So you could buy either 1 yard or you could buy, 1,000, 2,000 yards. on our end, which makes it easier for everyone, from a startup to a small company to a large manufacturer that could want, 10,000 yards a month, or someone that just needs, 100 yards to make 50 pair of pants.
Yeah, it's so cool and like such a range. It seems like the wovens and the fabrics I've worked from you have normally been the wovens are kind of your the specialty and maybe a little bit like workwear focused. It seems like you have a lot of those like heavier or even slightly performance wovens as well. Would you say that's kind of the wheelhouse that a lot of your fabrics fall under?
Correct. I would say that a lot of it is geared to the workwear industry, but a lot of it also cross sells into, the apparel side, a lot with our 100% cottons and so forth. And then we do a lot of in the industrial side. And the great thing about Car Textiles, when I first started and described it as a company with brands of fabrics, is because at my print division, as we call, is Textera Printworks. Right, but then we get into a brand that we have here called Tex Wax. Tex Wax is a line of waxed fabric that we actually came into our company when we purchased a company named Tradition Textiles back in 2014. So 10 years ago, we started with our line of Tex of waxed fabrics, which are used in bags, that are used in jackets, that are used in headwear, and that's more of like a premium line of outdoor yet heritage products that can be used into like a dab kit and so many different other applications. And that is a special fabric that's impregnated with wax, which is more of the old school waterproof, material that was used back in the days. So that in itself, and that brand itself, is more catered into the apparel side, right? Where you have also, we just took over, I don't know if you know this, but we just purchased a company called Phillips Boeing, and
Yeah,
they're
shirting, right?
all shirtings, and they're out of Long Island. And we purchased that company back in June of this year, so roughly about 4 months to this date. And they came in with we took that company over. They had about 1 million yards worth of fabric, and about 1,800 different SKUs with, textiles that were, or shirting fabrics that were, oxfords. They were yarn dyes for shirting. You had tone on tones. You had a lot of broadcloth with stretch, non-stretch, just a great gamut of different options and fabrics for the shirting, the fine shirting side of the business that Car Textiles was not catering to. But since the acquisition, it is now a brand under Car Textiles that, in 2025, should do very well for us, and that we should be able to promote and grow and stock, a lot of more of their fabric, and be able to cater to that industry as well. So a lot of workwear, but yet we also do get into a lot of the apparel trade as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to see some of the shirting fabrics at some shows coming up too.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be in full display.
So you're based for those listening right kind of in my backyard in the St. Louis area, and I know you stock a lot of your fabrics in Missouri as well. Are your any of your lines made in the USA or do you manufacture globally as well?
Yeah, so all of the fabrics that we pretty much stock is here in Sikeston, Missouri, which is about 2 hours south of St. Louis. And that's where we distribute. And our main focus, or a large part of our business, are domestic USA manufacturers, and brands that are manufacturing here in the US that can take advantage of our stock offerings and be able to produce their small runs, and of course large runs as well, but all here catering to the US manufacturer. Now, of course, our fabrics are produced overseas. We do produce all over the world, and we also do a lot of drop shipping from, let's say, our manufacturers overseas to their cut and sew facilities in those countries.
Okay. So your fabrics are made, like produced, not in the US, but you warehouse a lot of them here for like companies who are manufacturing in the US.
Correct, correct. So
Gotcha.
we produce, yeah, like we produce them, I mean, and we produce in India, we produce in Pakistan, we produce in China, we produce in Taiwan, you know, we produce in a lot of countries. But then we bring them into the US, and distribute a lot of those products from the US, from right here from Missouri, centrally located. And then at the end of the day, if the company's also manufacturing their garments in Bangladesh or in India or in China, we're able to drop ship from our mills directly to their cut and sew facility overseas.
Yeah, cut down on the shipping back and forth.
100%. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Cool. So I know something that like designers often ask about, especially with materials that are produced globally, is different like certifications, either like the Yokotex for or certified organic, or just like different certifications. So do any of Kar's fabrics have certifications? And also, what are your thoughts on I feel like everyone has a different opinion on how important those certifications are to indicate quality in a textile product.
Yeah, of course. So the mills that we've partnered up overseas, we have been, you know, doing business for over 30 years or plus, you know, with those set mills that are our partners abroad. And yes, they would be Okotex, you know, certified, REACH certified, you name it. Those certifications are in place for the most part. Now Kar Textile being a importer of those products to the U.S. We self as a company will not be, you know, Okotex, you know, certified ourselves, but the products are produced at those approved factories and mills.
Gotcha. Yeah, so when it comes to different like product quality or even, looking, let's say a brand is looking for organic materials or natural materials, or I work with some designers who are really trying to avoid chemical use as much as possible in the materials they're using and manufacturing processes as well. What are some of the things you would recommend they look for or ask about in order to find those materials that are what they're looking for those different designations or different quality?
Yeah. So, you know, one thing about Kar Textiles, and I think, you know, every individual, every designer, every brand should work with a reputable company, right? At the end of the day, you know, Kar Textiles, though we are working with, you know, mills, of course, that have and those certifications that we just mentioned, but we have our own in-house lab here in St. Louis, which I think you took a tour, actually, if
I
I'm not
know.
mistaken. Yeah.
I was gonna ask about that because there is something, it's like very impressive.
Yeah, so thanks. So, you know, we ourselves test for a lot of the characteristics of the fabrics, you know, the pilling on the fabric to make sure that your material is not pilling. We do the color fastness to make sure it's not fading during laundering or to sunlight, right? We're also doing the perspiration test. We're doing a wet and dry croc to make sure the product's not bleeding. We're checking the tear strength on the fabric to make sure it's just not going to tear on you. You know, we're doing a lot of these tests just for the simple fact that we want to make sure that the product that we provide to our brands and our manufacturer live up to our standards. At the end of the day, the name that you're going to be looking at is Kar Textile. So we make sure that the product that we are providing are consistent, especially, and it's so important when you're dealing with stock fabric, right? We want to make sure that the same red that you bought in January, if you need to make those same product again here now in December and you're trying to buy it again, I want that fabric to have the same exact quality, right? Same characteristics, the same shade of color. And that's the reason why we want to stay consistent, right? We want to be reliable. We want to be that supplier that you could count on to have that consistency for your product. There's one less thing that you would have to worry about as a brand or a designer or someone that's in manufacturing. There's enough those guys got to worry about. So if we could take some things off their plate and just you know, they could just count on us and our expertise to handle those, you know, the fabric side of things, then that's what we aim for.
Gotcha. Yeah, and it's such an extensive, when I toured your facility there, like all the different equipment and tests, and I remember seeing just like binders and binders of like the documentation from all those
Oh,
tests of like, here's the color swatch from the dye lot from 5 years ago,
exactly. Yeah,
and yeah.
definitely. That's what we do. We just keep so much here, so much data, because again, it's so important just to be consistent. It's, how many stories I hear, we do a lot of business all over the country, and there are so many brands that would buy from either, just I will call it like a jobber or someone that just keep odd lots, or someone that's just, selling many different lines and products that, they don't even know if the stuff is consistent or how good is it. And they'll go and buy, maybe 20 yards. As a designer, you go buy 20 yards of something because you're making a dress, and you make your dress and it drapes well and it fits good. And man, this is the perfect product. And you go to and you make your trade shows, or you make your salesman samples with it. And you go to the department stores or the boutiques and you sell this product and they love it. And then you go back, 5 months later and go, all right, I'm ready to buy 2,000 yards of this stuff because it works out so well. And they go, oh, yeah, we don't have that no more. I don't know where I could get that again. I don't even know, and now you're pretty much stuck with, man, what do I tell my customers? What do I tell the brand? What do I tell the stores? And then of course they'll tell you, hey, here's a something that's similar to it. But similar to it won't cut it, because similar to it is not going to give you the same drape. It's not going to give you the same hand. It's not going to give you the same look that you already promised to your customers. So a lot of the times, the name or the company name, it's important. So that's one of the reasons why we strive to be reliable and be someone that our clients could count on.
So asking about sounds like, asking, whoever you're sourcing fabric from, like, what are those quality tests? Is this not only reorderable, but like, what is the standards or their processes in place for ensuring that it is the same quality would be a good question to ask then.
Of course, it should be one of the first questions you should ask, only because you need to know from a designer or a manufacturing side, is this reorderable? Can I do it again if if the store likes it, and so forth. Yeah, definitely.
Are there any other questions that you recommend designers ask or that you love when companies ask you about the fabrics?
You should, again, yeah, not only the quality, also a lot of times, you have these companies that their pricing is up and down and changes all the time, right? At Car Textiles, because they price their stuff accordingly, right? We tend not to also move our prices unless, the market dictates it and there's nothing we can do, right? It's like during COVID, if a container is now worth 30,000 and it was worth 10,000 before that, that's going to adjust the pricing. If tariffs goes up, because then that's going to dictate. But then that's just a market kind of deal, or just like something that's happening globally that isn't just not a car textile. Because when things are steady and things are normal, we just set our prices and we tend to keep them there, and we're not just moving them around. And that's something else that a lot of customers appreciate from our end.
The consistency of the pricing as well as the material itself.
100%. Yeah, and then just also the availability, right? Because somebody else could say, I have it in stock, but does stock mean 100 yards of or the stock means 5,000 yards? Car Textiles, we at any given time, our facilities on average holding about 7 million yards worth of fabric,
That's a
right?
lot of
So
fabric.
yeah, you know that's a lot of fabric. That's a lot of fabric, and we try to work on a reorder basis. So based on how our sales are moving, right, on a 6 month ratio, that's when we start replenishing our inventory just to make sure that, we are continuously in stock. Now, if I have, 6,000 yards of stock, and that to me is a 6 month supply, and someone at a trade show sees it and loves it and buys all 6,000, then I'll be out of stock. That's a, you know, that's something I can't control or I can't quantify. But for the most part, that's not the case, and we are usually very, very good at being in stock when it comes to our fabric. So just because someone says it's in stock, what does that mean, right? Do you have a few rolls? Then, I may need 5,000, 3,000 yards, and you only have 200. So a little different.
Yeah, all great questions.
Yeah.
So I know you have all this fabric in stock, but do you also offer any sort of like custom development or custom colors to maybe, customers who are ordering it at larger volume?
Definitely. That I always like to say that's my other side of the business, right? We do all types of customization when it comes to fabric and fabric development at the same time. So if a customer is looking for a specific product that we don't even have, right? They may be acquiring it from a different manufacturer, but they're having issues with that manufacturer, or the manufacturer's quality has dropped tremendously, or for one reason or another, they're looking for an additional supplier, and they come in and go, "Hey Thomas, so to any one of our sales reps here at Car Textiles and would like to know if we can produce that product. Yes, we can develop it from the ground up. We could develop it from the yarn, to the weave of it, whether it's a ripstop, whether it is a corduroy, whether it is the plain weave, a canvas, you name it, we are able to weave it. And then, of course, dye lots, whatever color they need, whatever finishes they need, whether it is a water repellent finish, whether it is an antimicrobial finish, whether it is a moisture wicking property that they're looking for, we can definitely manufacture it. And we do that for so many customers. And, we have some customers that only do that. They just buy special made items, custom items. And one thing about Car Textiles as well, that's a little different than most companies, is that if you're willing to, you buy an X amount of product over a period of time. Again, we stock. We have so much, space and fabric in our warehouse that, if you tell me, "Hey Thomas, I need, 10,000 yards, but I won't be able to take this for 6 months." That's fine. I'll house it for those 6 months, and I'll be able to just ship it to you as you need it over the next 6 months. Maybe if that's an average of 1,500 yards a month, then be it. That's what we would do. Because at the end of the day, I mean, we are a service company. We provide a service, and that's just all the extra kind of perks and or qualities that Car can provide that many other companies can't or don't. Relationships and people come first, right? Of course. So we try to cater a lot to our clients.
Yeah. So would you say your clients are more on the startup side or more on the established side, or is it kind of a mix of all sizes of brands that are, ordering these various, stock or custom options?
Yeah, it's a great range, and that comes from the fact of being able to, because we have the stock, right? It allows us to be able to sell a startup, someone that has never made a garment before, someone that I just met at a trade show that says, "I'm looking to start making a women's line, and I'm looking to start making pants and some jackets, and but I really don't even know where to go." Right? And then based on that of our network, we can guide them and we can say, "Well, where are you located? Arizona. Hey, you know what? In Arizona, there are these three or four different manufacturers here that you can talk to, more locally that might be able to help you. And hey, here are the fabrics that we would suggest. And, if you only need 5 or 10 yards, we could cater to that kind of startup. And hopefully, as they grow, right? The brand, we would hopefully grow with them and be able to provide more as they go along, and we'll be able to help them grow. And that's one of the most rewarding things on our end. And that's how a lot of our partnerships with our clients, which are now family, actually come about. We actually help them get started, and then eventually they, of course, appreciate that when they become really big and they, keep that relationship with us. But then at the same time, we do have a lot of large accounts, national accounts that are able to buy a great deal of product from us. So we don't shy away from any quantity, whether it's a low amount or a large amount. We're built for both sides of the business.
Yeah, and that's so helpful, like you said, for as brands grow, because I think sometimes like there's sourcing options for startups, and but they don't make sense for the larger volume, or then there's plenty of options at the larger volume where you are ordering thousands, tens of thousands of yards, and you can get it made, but you can't really order one roll of that, for a startup. And so then you end up like at a certain point in the brand having to like resource fabrics and find new suppliers for your material because you've outgrown the original ones and are finally at the point where you can order, your own fabrics. And that can be like a really tricky transition. So it's really nice that you are set up to work with kind of all sizes of brands and grow with them as their brand, gets more established and starts, needing higher volume.
Oh, definitely. And the one thing to add to that that it's very important is the fact that, with Card Textiles, you're able to leverage our, immense knowledge of the industry, of the market, of the fabric, of the manufacturers, and of course be able to print at no minimum, fabric at no minimum. And we could definitely help you grow. We're not gonna just think you're too small to work with us, right? And just go, you can't buy, 5,000, 2,000, 1,000 yards. We can't work with you. No, we welcome you. We want to help you grow. And just, hopefully everybody benefits from the relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
So what are like with your fabrics and with the printing, do you only print on, do you only offer your printing services on your fabrics, or could a designer bring like a different fabric that they've sourced on their own and have that printed at at Textera?
Yeah, of course. So we would just reference that as our commission printing, right? So if a customer you have a customer is utilizing their own product that is a staple on their end, but they love our quality and our printing processes and so forth, yeah, we welcome them to send us, some yardage. We usually like to call that we have a name for it. It's called profiling, where we would take your product and we would test it, right? We optimize all of our fabrics to see exactly what is the best method as far as, amount of ink, amount of softener, amount of inks that would go into the product to make your color pop the best, right? To achieve and optimize the best coloring onto the product. So we usually like to take the customer's fabric, analyze it, make sure that it receives the inks well, and then yeah, once we were set with a certain profile, then yeah, we were able to print whatever yardage you need. Of course, there's a charge just to, vet out your fabric to make sure that, but yeah, other than that, or I should say the short answer to that is yes, we are able to do it, and so forth. We just have a minimum of a $500 invoice on a customer set fabric, which is roughly maybe about like 50 yards. That's all we would pretty much ask.
Cool. Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah, definitely.
So you mentioned kind of like these different like treatments, both with the printing, like to make sure it absorbs the ink correctly or color fast. And then you also mentioned that for the fabrics you could do like the DWR and wicking and some of these other finishes, which I know often involve different chemicals. For designers who maybe want to avoid, a lot of chemicals, maybe it's a product that, needs to be gentle for like sensitive skin, or they're wanting to be as environmentally friendly as possible with their fabric and their and with their printing. What are some of the different like treatments or different printing techniques that you would recommend for a more like environmentally friendly, gentle approach?
Yeah. So, when I first mentioned the printing side of the business, and I said we're the only one in North America with this or that, right? One of the things I forgot to mention, our printing system is environmentally friendly, eco-friendly all the way across. So on our digital pigment printing, we do not use any water. So it's a waterless printing process. So number one, there is no water discharge into any kind of rivers, any kind of water system. So of course that's eco-friendly, right? We're not contaminating anything. But number two, our inks that are used onto our products are also GOTS approved, right? So they are eco-friendly as well. So the whole process is I think it's the vegan inks as well that are being used. So you're getting pretty much the highest quality that you can get when it comes to the printing side of things. So that's probably one of the only ones in the country. As far as the regular fabrics that we are printing and we carry in stock, we have moved all of our water repellency treatments to something they call C0. C0 is the chemical for the water repellency, and that is free of PFAs, which are those forever chemicals that
Mm-hmm.
everyone is talking about and going away from. They're not going away for it because they want to, but a lot of it has to happen with, with just the industry moving away for health reasons on those things, and they're being mandatory. So we have moved all of our DWR finishes and treatments into the C0 to make sure we are compliant and not, providing any kind of harmful chemicals and into our products.
Yeah, that's really cool and good to know. So is that like one of the things that you test for with fabrics is checking for those PFAs or checking different levels of those different chemicals to make sure they're at those like safe and compliant levels? Like, is that something that you do once you've imported it here, or is that something the
Correct.
mills are doing in their country of origin?
Correct. Yeah. So that OKO-TECH standards and the REACH, which is the European standards, they all pretty much cover all those requirements when it comes to the harmful chemicals. So
Nice.
we would pretty much cover all that under those certifications.
Yeah, that's really helpful to know because I know a lot of the brands I work with at least are looking for that, and are looking for those more friendly, eco-friendly options for their materials.
And
Yeah,
then
for
even
health reasons and for environmental reasons, like you
for
said.
both, yeah, for both, definitely. Even in car textiles, we also have a brand called Susta for sustainable. So our Susta line, it's a line of organic products or fabrics, right? So we would have like an organic twill that has about 25 colors, all which is eco-friendly dyes that are used onto the fabrics, and then the cotton is grown without any pesticides, which of course are the chemicals that are used to grow the cotton or any herbicides as well. So, our organic cotton twill, we got an organic cotton duck, which is heavier. We also have lightweight batiste, and organic. We even have a recycled polyester made out of, recycled polyester from like water bottles. And then we also have mixed with organic cotton. We have an organic sateen. We have an organic French twill. So we have a great line of products that are 100% organic cotton and or mixed with recycled polyester, all which are part of our sustainable line at Car Textile. And we look to grow that line here, hopefully in the next year or two.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm definitely going to have to check out the Batiste because that's something I've been looking at for a client recently. So.
Nice, nice. And one thing, while we're even talking about the whole sustainable thing, our printing is sustainable, our fabrics have a sustainable line as well. One thing you probably didn't know was that Car Textiles started out by really making cap components, which are, just kind of like a sweatband that goes inside of a cap, right? The taping that goes inside of a cap. We actually even extrude plastic here at Car Textile. We create a plastic coil. So we take like plastic pellets that get melted to make a plastic coil, which then gets stamped from a die to make the plastic that goes inside of a baseball cap, right? So we are the only cap component manufacturer in the United States, which is a big part of our business today. But even the plastic pellets that are used to make that plastic that goes inside of the baseball caps, or just regular dad caps and so forth, is all made from recycled plastic as well. So we do keep in mind and try to be as eco-friendly as possible in our
Yeah.
processing and in our products here at Car Textiles as we move forward into the future.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't know that about the different. I knew like you did have like cap components, but I didn't know that was like originally how it started and that you use recycled plastics in those.
That's one of our things. So, it was at one point we used to use a lot of the recycled plastic pellets that would come from like the detergent, laundry detergent. So sometimes you would walk into this room, this extrusion room, and you would sm it smelled like a big old laundry facility. It
The
smelled
soap
good, right?
smell.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. It smelled good, but so it's one of those things that we pride ourselves in just, not being harmful and just thinking about the planet Earth, of course.
Yeah, awesome. So, speaking of the future, and given kind of where we are in the current US political climate, and for those listening, we're recording December 2024. How do you think the incoming administration and potential tariffs that have been, talked about, if those might be raised, how do you think those are going to impact the textile industry? And specifically, like, is CAR looking at, making any changes because of it?
I think a lot of companies will be impacted. The one thing about it is it's not going to be a car textiles issue. It'll be a whole USA
Of
issue. So
course, yeah.
the one thing about that I usually look at is the fact that we have stock, so we'll be well in a position to serve the industry and the market here in the USA. So that would be, one thing. Number two, we have a very small footprint in China, which is the main one being targeted. Most of our cottons and organics are made in India. We do, a lot in Pakistan. And I think, because our footprint is very small in China, some of our items will be impacted, but we, started looking at different options if need be, to be able to pivot and make some changes, if it came to that, of course. But I think at the end of the day, we saw 25% happen during the first time around of the same administration, and it's been business as usual on our end. Of course, prices did have to go up to take that into account, but the textile industry and the makers here in the U.S., man, I could not only speak for my company, but I could speak just to say that I'm proud of everyone just just digging deep and just making it happen and figuring out a way to keep producing garments here. And I love walking into factories and still seeing everybody, making the garments, making the hats, making their end product, and that's what it's all about. But I think that at the end of the day, whatever comes our way, we'll be able to handle it. And overall, CAR Textiles is very, very solid as a company, on our end. So I think we'll be fine, but I think the industry will also be fine. We'll be able to manage it.
I'm glad to hear that it's you don't foresee it like impacting car textiles too much, because I know like some brands are a little bit like, oh no, what are we gonna do? Like the majority of stuff was in China, and now like it's gonna completely like change so much of the business if these tariffs actually happen as they're said to. But yeah, it sounds like you have like a really solid base of stock and like it diversified in terms of the countries that you're importing from, so it won't be like a make or break situation no matter what happens.
Yeah, no, I have such a positive outlook, and I'll explain to you why, right? When you've been in the industry for a while and you understand, the cost of what it takes to make a garment, right? If we're talking about a fabric that is $5 and now is, $5.50 or $6 because of some tariffs, right? Usually the fabric is not really the most expensive part of that actual garment, right? There's so much that goes into that end product, right? But the labor of it should not impact it should not be impacted by the tariff that comes in on that product, right? The logistics within the US should not, as far as freight is concerned, shouldn't be impacted by those tariffs. So really, if you're manufacturing things overseas, yes, if you're manufacturing things in China, I think that might even be a plus for us, right? If you're a brand and now you're being impacted and they raise tariffs, 40%, and now you've got to pay, all that, you might start looking at what happens if I go and produce that in the US now. Because now the gap is actually closer. If I was paying, 20, and now I've got to pay, 28, but I could get it in the US for 30. Now I'm not looking at $20 in China and 30 in the US. Now I'm looking at maybe 28 coming in from China and 30 in the US. I might just want to reconsider, because that $2 might be worth to just do it in the US and keep it local and keep it close and have a quicker turnaround, because now I don't have to worry about the logistics of bringing it in from across another country. So, I'm very optimistic, and it might be a plus. It may help increase some production here, but at the end of the day, the fabric side, even it's not the most the highest expense in the production of a garment. So, yeah, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, those are really great points. So you mentioned, being in the industry for a while and seeing kind of the trends over the years, or, even how things work and how the costing plays out. So I'm curious, how did you get into this business and the textile industry?
Yeah, you know what? It's something I fell into, but I love it. I've loved it, I think, ever since. So while I was in, in university, I'm from New York, and my sister is actually a CPA, and she was working for a textile company in the garment district in New York, and she just said, "Hey, come out and help at the office, when you get out of school after your classes." So I would go, and I would just help out, and I was just helping out at the office, and little by little, I started, of course, learning the fabrics, doing customer service, helping out with sourcing, doing some small portion of sales, and then little by little, just kind of just stuck with it, and had some very good mentors that actually paved the way for me to, grow within the industry, of course. And I want to say that about 23 years later, I'm still in it. So it's
Nice.
been, something that, yeah, I've grown from, I would say just from just even sending out samples, cutting fabric, right? Learning the actual, textures and the different weaves and the whole thing, to working for mills and seeing the whole process and seeing the dyeing process and all. And then, of course, being in sales, just learning the production side from not working with designers to the actual cut, making trim houses to everything. So it's such, over the 23 years, it's been a great journey, and it's been fun. It's just meeting a lot of different individuals with a lot of passion. That's one thing about the garment industry. There's a lot of passion behind every single product that's made, and it's so great to see that, and it just makes you want to help even more, right? Because everyone has a story, has a reason as to why. So, if for any one of our customers of Car Textiles that's listening out there, personally just want to say thank you for letting us be a part of your journey, and for trusting us to help you guys grow, and of course making your life easier along the way.
Yeah, I love it. And I know there are some people listening that have worked with your fabrics before. So, yeah. So, Thomas, I have one more question that I
Yeah,
ask
sure.
everyone at the end of the interview, which
All right.
is if you could communicate one value to the world through, in your case, the work in textiles that you do, what would it be?
You know what? I think just our passion, or my passion as well. We care a lot about our customers. We like to treat their business like it's ours at the end of the day, right? We just don't walk away from anything. We really stand behind our product at Car Textile. And we're fair and just like I think everyone should be, and be ethical in this industry, right? So when you work with Car, you are really working with a partner, someone that cares about what you have going on, how we can help you, how we can help you, not only grow, but with your company, but just you have a friend at the end of the day, I think. And yeah, that's one of the things that I'm most proud of, is just all the relationship that we've built and partnerships. And as I mentioned earlier, seeing people grow. I've got this one story that I always tell, is I was in San Diego one time, and I had a customer that wanted to meet, and they were doing very small. They were starting out with us, and I won't say any names, but she came with her husband, and she came with about three kids, because they had nobody to take care of the kids when they came to this meeting. And we met at a Starbucks, right? Which is amazing. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I'm there. We spent about an hour speaking, just to say that the following year they did maybe about, I don't know, 100 grand, right? And I was like, wow, that was a great meeting, right? And then the following year they were at about half a million, and the following year they were about 1.4 million. And I'm like, wow, you guys are growing, and you guys took your brand, and you have it pretty much in so many different retail stores, and a great online presence, and it's a brand that just really took off. And there's one of those things that you could sit there at a Starbucks with, a family with three children at a Starbucks, because they're just starting, they're working out of a garage. And we, or I, did not look at this as going, "Eh, why should I go there? Why should I meet? Why should?" No, we take everybody serious, and we care about, their brand and their product and their passion. We can almost own it like it's ours, right? And look what that led to. So that vision, or embodying that kind of not only personality but just overall, not only work ethic, because that's besides the point, but just caring as much as Car Textile does, can lead to some pretty good things. So yeah, that's one of the most things I like through this job, is just the help that we provide.
Yeah, it's so cool. Sometimes those conversations where you like you don't expect it to go anywhere necessarily, but you're like, "Yeah, why not?" You know, it's fun to make connections, and then it's cool to see kind of like where things snowball or how different conversations end up connecting, and like, it's kind of a small world too in fashion in some ways, and I always enjoy, meeting people and, seeing where things go and seeing where they take their business. So
And I could tell. I mean, we do a lot of trade shows here at Car Textiles, and I often see you pretty much at a lot of different, trade shows, whether it's New York or Chicago, or even our own local meetings here in St. Louis. So, same thing. What you do is great, and thank you for having this podcast and just for catering to the industry as well, and being, putting people together, of course, and or being an outlet to make sure that everyone is aware of what's going on.
Well, it's a pleasure. So for people listening who maybe want to connect with you, talk about fabrics or printing capabilities, or want to see the line at the next trade show, where can people find out more about Car Textiles?
Definitely. So you guys could check out our website at www.carrtextile, CarrTextile.com. You guys could also reach out to me directly if you like at 636-680-0624, or you could just dial that 800 number at 800-432-6620. Someone in customer service will also answer any other questions that you might have. And you could also email us at sales, SALES, at cartextile.com. My personal email is Thomas, Thomas, at cartextile.com. And we'd be more than happy to connect and help in any which way we can.
I'm good. I'll put links to those in the show notes. And thank you so
Please.
much for joining me today. This has been a great conversation.
Yes, Allison, thank you so much for having me.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you would like more episodes and resources like this about growing a fashion business that fits your customer, lifestyle, and values, sent right to your inbox, you can sign up for the How Fitting newsletter at howfittingpatterns.com/newsletter or at the link in the show notes. Again, thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join me again for the next episode of How Fitting.